Chapter 1. Falling in Love. Every Sunday we feed the toilet, or to be more exact, we make an offering via the toilet to the good bacteria, which we hope inhabit our septic tank. The weekly offering looks remarkably like ready-mix concrete, comes in an unlabeled sachet from a firm unwilling to divulge the ingredients of the magic potion, but confident that it will prevent the boo, or mud, from building up in your faux septique. Just to be on the safe side, I treat the toilet and tank to an occasional yoghurt, which I was advised must be live. Have you ever scoured the supermarket shelves for live yoghurt? Presumably as opposed to the dead variety, isn't all yoghurt live? I settled on natural and cheap, deciding that the toilet did not deserve an offering of cherry, strawberry or even lemon. Thanks to the advice of the Welsh farming community I have left behind, I still have a few tricks up my sleeve in case we face the situation of one of those graphic French television advertisements. The scene is a jolly family birthday party outside under the trees, with a 10-year-old blowing out the candles on his cake when, horror of horrors, each family member is overcome by the smell of their sadly neglected septic tank and the 10-year-old vomits on his birthday cake. Needless to say, it is an ad for magic potion, and although we fell about laughing when we first watched it, when we became the proud owners of a septic tank and accompanying house, we quickly stocked up on grey substance. We didn't wait until we moved to France to find out more about the little practicalities of life from our friends and neighbours. Our ex-home of Carmarthenshire, in the heart of South Wales, is a good place to seek advice on pretty well everything. But septic tanks arouse as much passion as anything else I've asked over the 25 years I adopted Wales as home, not worrying too much about whether it had adopted me. It is essential to have the tank professionally emptied, a process involving a tanker and a presumably nose-dead human with the reverse set of talents to those which enable the grand noses of France to create new blends of wines and perfumes. To use his, and it's inevitably a man, enormous suction pipe, the skilled workman needs to know where the tank is. If you've forgotten to find this out when you buy your house in the countryside, then you'll have to look for the clues. Over your septic tank, the grass is greener. The smell, if you haven't been following advice, is stronger, and if the aforementioned skilled workman prods the ground, he will be able to detect the outline of the various stages of land inhabited by the product. If you need to kick off a sluggish tank with a bit of oomph, you can't beat a dead chicken, which you should insert directly into the tank, as only a total moron would try and cram it down the toilet. The good bacteria, provided by the said dead chicken, will get the whole brew stewing again, according to my friendly vet, who also promised me long surgical gloves as a leaving present, so that if I jam the air vent with too much oil from a roasting pan or such, I can stick my arm in as deep as a cow's birth canal and unjam the system. I do not hold it against him that he forgot. I would far rather not have to explain to the neighbours why we keep several packs of long surgical gloves and convince them that this is really not an aspect of standard or even unusual English sexual practices.